Hi everyone, welcome to today's 2MS podcast on how to be your own personal assistant.
Before we start, we would like to do a land acknowledgement. We would like to acknowledge that we are on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
In this episode, we'll be discussing some tips and tricks on how to be your own personal assistant.
Today's guest is Emma. Today, she is the AUS president. So, would you like to just give yourself a little short introduction about yourself, like including your name, major, year, and other involvements?
Yeah, for sure. So, as you said, my name is Emma. I go by she, her pronouns, and I'm the president of the Arts Undergraduate Society this year. I am in my third year, and I'm studying a dual degree, a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology with a Master of Management. And other than being involved in the AUS, I'm also a campus engagement coordinator with the Student Alumni Council, which brings me to y'all today. And I'm also a residence advisor. I work for campus tours. And yeah, very, very excited to be here and very excited to talk about how I balance all my fun stuff that's going on.
Thank you so much for your introduction, Emma. Okay, so let's dive straight into the questions. Starting off with our first question, which involvement is your personal favorite or more rewarding?
Ooh, okay. I feel like I have to say the AUS just because it's been like such a pivotal part of my involvement on campus and like me creating my community. I think that like arts is such a big faculty that it can be really hard to like feel like you're a part of it sometimes. And for me, like once I got involved in the AUS, it just made the whole campus feel a little bit smaller. I got to know more people. So even though I love all my commitments, I think that one's so rewarding. Also, the fact that I'm on the first name basis with the Dean of Arts is pretty fun. And like getting to meet like university administration, but also like other people around student government, just regular old students, that type of thing has been so, so amazing. So yeah, I would say the AUS for sure.
Oh, thank you so much for that. No, it's so great. It is very, very true. The arts undergraduate, like even the arts department is huge. Mm-hmm. So just going off of that to our next question, many people say there aren't enough hours in a day to do everything. So how do you find the time to fit everything into your schedule?
That's a question I ask myself all the time. I think that the biggest thing is being able to prioritize and like knowing what's important to get done, what I value the most, and yeah, just being able to organize my schedule in such a way that makes it so I can get everything done. I will admit sometimes that means that certain things fall off, especially schoolwork. But I try to like block out my time really well, like figure out I know exactly what I'm doing in a week before the week even starts. And that really helps me to make sure I get everything done. I'm also just really lucky to have like great support systems too with like my friends, and like they're always like, oh, your calendar like terrifies me. But they're always there if I need like a pick me up or like to go grab a coffee or take a break or anything like that. So I think that that really helps me, is just like being organized and also like using my resources. So
that is so important, especially the support system that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So moving on to our next question, what is one skill that you find the most valuable for success?
I think flexibility is like a really big thing, both in succeeding and like keeping yourself organized and like on task, but also when it comes to like working with a diverse group of people, you need to be ready to like compromise, whether that's compromising with someone who doesn't agree with you, but also like compromising the different pieces of your schedule. I think if I went in, I said that like I like to have my week planned out in advance, but if I went into every week saying I'm going to follow this schedule to a T, I would get nothing done. So I think it's really important to like know that things change and be like adaptable to the different things that are going on, because if not, if you find yourself getting really overwhelmed by the little changes, you're gonna be overwhelmed every single day. So yeah, I think that's really helped me, is just like accepting that I can't control everything, and yeah.
I think that's actually such a real point, because life does happen, and if you like, yeah, stick to that structured schedule, you're going to feel overwhelmed and be like, okay, well now I haven't gotten anything done and now I feel guilty.
Exactly.
So that's a really important point. I'm glad you like mentioned that. Thank you so much for that. And just moving on, what is your favorite tool/tip that you use to keep yourself organized?
my biggest things are my Google Calendar, I swear by. We were talking about this before we started recording, and it's so real. You need to have a calendar system. I don't know how anyone lives without one or how I did before I used it, but I use my Google Calendar to like track all my different involvements and meetings, also like different shifts for work, and even assignment deadlines too is a really big thing. Mm-hmm. If there's ever something that like gets missed and not added to my calendar, it's basically like it never happened. So yeah, I think that that's my one biggest thing is my calendar and making sure it's up to date. I also have a little color code system, you know, make it pretty. Nice. But my second thing as well is just like to-do lists, and I think people use like a lot of different apps and things for it, but I'm just good old Notes app. Mm-hmm. I think like having everything laid out for me of like, okay, this is what I have to get done is really helpful. And I know in the past I've tried to like prioritize things that way of like, okay, these are the things that I have to get done and these are the things I'll get done if I have the energy to get them done, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's really helped me too, like going back to my point about prioritizing things and prioritizing my time. I think those are like so important to me and like keeping everything organized and stuff.
Yeah, I use my calendar religiously and I know I could not go a day without it. Everything would be so disorganized.
Agreed.
So on that same note, what is one study tool that you tried using but didn't work for you specifically?
Okay, I know a lot of people swear by Notion and I find it so aesthetically pleasing and lovely, but I just can't do it. It's just too complicated for me. I tried to use it in first year and I just like could not wrap my head around it. So if anyone has any pro tips about Notion, like let me know. But yeah, that's the one thing I haven't been able to get behind just because it's like there's too many moving parts for me. I think I'm like very much a like my Notes app is very basic, but and same with my Google Calendar, like it only gets as complicated as color coding and that's mm-hmm. about it. So I think I'm like more of a basic person, but I know that some people really like to have the whole shebang of like the dashboard and that. So Notion doesn't work for me, but I'm sure it works for many other people.
100%. I recently tried using Notion. I'm trying to get into it and like figuring out like a template that works for me, but yeah, setting it up takes a lot of time.
That was my issue, is like I found all the templates online and then I just couldn't get them to work how I wanted them to, but props to anyone who can, because they look beautiful.
It's like once you get that setup done, then it's great. I think they came out with a Notion calendar too, to like connect with it. So you can like whatever tasks you have, it connects it to your Notion calendar, which can upload it to your Google Calendar as well. So it's like very, very interesting. But yeah, look into
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll go back to it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, just diving a little deeper, what is your favorite way to de-stress?
I mentioned earlier like my support system and my friends. That's like so important to me. And like I've realized in the past, like time that I've had so much on my plate that like having being able to make time for my friends and like those social connections is so important. For a lot of the time I'm just like, oh, like if I'm going to a meeting, that's my social connection, but like realistically you have to find ways to de-stress outside of that space. So I think like I love to go to a restaurant and grab food with friends or like walk around campus. That's another thing too, is like walking around campus with headphones in is just such a de-stress for me.
Main
like, you know,
character
I can,
moment.
Yeah, main character, like strut around campus. I have a playlist that's like specifically for angstily walking around campus. But yeah, two big things when I like want to be with people, definitely like going to a restaurant, grabbing drinks, things like that, and making the time for that, but also making the time for myself to like de-stress. And also, my New Year's resolution was to pick up the gym as a de-stress, and you know, it doesn't always work how I want, but I will say when I'm consistent with it, I find it like really like releases stress of like if I'm in pain trying to do exercises, then I can't think about anything else that's going on besides what I'm doing. So those are three things, but yeah, I put a lot of thought into how I de-stress, so that's me.
No. That's really healthy. Ruby, what's your way to de-stress?
I'd say my main thing is as well music. Yeah. I will play it like 24/7, and I do have certain playlists for different moods. And when I'm like,
as it should be, I don't know how people do multi-mood playlists.
No, for sure. And then definitely as well, started playing intramural soccer, and that has been like really, really helpful. And it also like with hanging out with friends and all that, it's like combines the two, and I feel like that is like just been like my savior these days. What about you?
Yeah, I think similar to that, I do intramural volleyball. And it's like one of my favorite ways. I look forward to that every single week. And besides that, I think I love putting on a good show, comfy pajamas, and just laying in bed. And I think that's my favorite way to de-stress.
No, I love that. I know you mentioned your involvement with the SAC, also a US president, which is huge. And also I know you do have a full course load as well. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is something that you still struggle with when it comes to maintaining such a heavy workload?
Like I said earlier, I think the academics sometimes slip, which is unfortunate, just because I mentioned, like, I like to make sure I build in time to spend with friends, but oftentimes that's like, oh, we're going to study together, and then we just yap for 2 hours. I feel like that's a really real university
very
student
relatable.
Experience.
Yes.
But yeah, I think sometimes, like, I struggle to, like, zone in on things and, like, get my concentration on. I, like, you know, I took first year psych, we learned about flow state. I have a lot of trouble, like, getting into it. And I find that that impacts like a lot of the different things I'm working on, because I'll be working on school and then I'll be thinking about AUS, or I'll be thinking about things I need to do for my RA job. Like mm-hmm. there's always a lot of things going on in my brain. So I'm working on like kind of the more like mindfulness and like being able to compartmentalize things a little bit better. But that's definitely like, I think a struggle a lot of people have, whether you have a lot of things going on or not, you still kind of let things linger into your mind when they shouldn't be, type of thing. So yeah, still working on it, work in progress, but it's getting there. It's improved for sure.
Well, that's so great to hear. That is definitely a valid point. And I think our last question for today is that, is there anything else you would like to say to the students that are listening on how you believe that they can become their own personal assistant?
I think a big part of it is sometimes people shy away from opportunities like the AUS or like, you know, anything really extracurricular because they feel like they won't be able to maintain it. But I assure you, you can figure it out as long as you are doing things that you want to do and you're passionate about. I feel like there's always ways to fit things into the schedule. It's not about like, if you don't have time, make time, type of thing. I think as well, like obviously take care of your mental health and take care of yourself and know when to step away. Mm-hmm. But like for me, I never would have thought that I would have been able to balance so many things until I actually did it. And I realized how much I actually enjoy being so busy mm-hmm. and like having my days filled. So yeah, I think that that's the biggest thing is like, don't shy away from the opportunities. Obviously listen to yourself and be gracious with yourself when it comes to like saying no to things and prioritizing in that. But I think if you have a good organizational system and there's things you're passionate about, you can make time for them and make them work.
Perfect. Thank you so much for all your answers and all your input and tips and everything. It was really, really great having you today. Just before we end off, would you like to give any of your contact information, like an email
sure.
to the students that are listening if they have any questions and they can reach out to you?
For sure. My Instagram is easy to find. It's just my name, which I'm sure will be on the nice little podcast description. And you also can reach out to me through my AUS email, which is president@aus.ubc.ca. There we go. But yeah, feel free to reach out anytime. I love to talk about like the different things I'm involved with on campus and like really encourage people, regardless of your year level, regardless of your background, get involved in things. So if you need to know how I maintain it all and how I got involved, please do let me know.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us today. And we will be ending our podcast here. So have a good night, everyone.